I don't know. I think it's just this wistful style that I've always had. I don't know if it's a Celtic thing, because I do it in other styles. It's a wistful quality that I have in my music. A lot of people have mentioned it to me. And it could be Americana, it could be other styles I write in. I'm always have this quality that is yearning or looking for something. And it comes out best when I'm writing Celtic music, because that's so much of what that music is about. But it certainly is played to the hilt, so to speak, in a movie like Titanic or in Braveheart. You know, those are two perfect examples of that.
You take us through a movie, though, with the complete emotion. For me, watching many of those movies, as great as they are, without the music, and I really mean that, I think the music just transports us. The music makes us feel emotion. The music makes us identify with the characters. And for a composer, that must be something that you're wanting to strive for every time.
It is. But, you know, to me, the best scores are not necessarily the ones where you notice the music on its own. The best scores are the ones that you come out of the experience of watching the movie and you're just moved by the experience, and you can't just put your finger on the score. It's the fusion, it's the marriage of the music and the picture that have moved you. And I think those are the best scores I've written, where it's the marriage of the two elements that have really moved an audience.
Where do you even begin with your composing for a film? How does it work? What's the process? How do we get behind the scenes with you with that?
Each director is a little bit different, but the process is basically the same. I meet with a director, assuming I agree to do the film. We look at the film. In the case of Avatar, I'm looking at film that's very early on, rough footage that's not been totally assembled yet. And we're discussing ideas, we're discussing thoughts that the director has about how it's going to come together, what his musical ideas are in terms of what he eventually wants to hear, what he would like me to try, things like that. And I tell him what I think would be great to try. And it's all very, at this stage, very sort of abstract. And then as the film solidifies, we start to see what works and doesn't work. And then I start to write my first sort of tests and see musically how the director reacts.
Well, on that reaction, you worked with James Cameron, of course, on Titanic, again with Avatar now here. How does that process work between you both? Is there disagreement all the way through? Is there complete, yep, that's it, we've got it, that's how it feels? What kind of, I suppose, balance is there between you both?
I would say it's a pretty healthy disagreement-agreement balance, because he will want it to go a certain way, and we'll both agree on that's the way to nail it, and I will write it just that way, and we both are in a total agreement. There are other times where he thinks it should go one way, and I think it should be more emotional, and I will, in some instances, write a piece of music two different ways, because I firmly believe that I'm right, but it's his film. So I will write it his way, but I'll also write it my way. And then slowly over the course of the film, and there may be several sections like this, over the course of the film, I will slowly work on him to change his mind as he becomes more comfortable with the structure of his film, to slip my vision of how a scene should play. And slowly I'll be able to slip my vision in, and the original Jim Cameron vision might slip out. And that's sometimes how it's done, where when he becomes more comfortable with the overall construction, he'll be more comfortable with how I view things as opposed to how he viewed it initially.
Do you have a favourite score, and is it usually the last thing that you've done?
No, I don't have a favourite score, and it's not the last thing I've done. I have parts of scores that I feel are wonderful. I mean, I can look back on the last six movies I've done and say, oh, parts of Beautiful Mind, or I just love that section, or I love that section of this film, or I love that section. But no one film is overall my favorite film. I pick bits and pieces out of films and I say, that was just great.
James Horner, really great to talk to you. Thank you for being with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.